August 1965, the in crowd were dancing to the Byrds, and another form of flight was starting in the Solent.
The huge Westland SRN6 crossed from the island to Gosport in 10 minutes, half an hour faster than the conventional ferry.
The first hover travel crossing.
And on his first trip, Lord Mountbatten, governor of the island.
We booked everybody on by hand. There was no computers, the water kitchen written by hand. Yes, it was very, very different.
Mary Sexstone was one of the first hover girls.
Yeah, you must have met some people.
Oh, yes, quite a few famous people. Dick Emery used to come over. He used to send us some champagne at Christmas. Yeah, a lot of regular clients, some of who are here today. Yeah, it's great fun.
And one man who has a particularly strong connection with those early crossings is Tony Smith.
I was here right at the start on the very first hovercraft travel across from here to Portsmouth.
So you were one of the original pilots?
Oh yes indeed, with Peter Ayres.
Well, over the years the craft have evolved, but actually the principle is exactly the same as it was from day one.
That's right, exactly the same.
And those early crossings, how long did they take?
10 minutes.
We're speaking on board the Golden Anniversary flight. Hover Travel's managing director, Neil Chapman, told me why there are so few hovercraft services in the world.
The sands of ride sands, which are the low sands, make them out into the where the piers are, makes it very suitable for a hovercraft journey. And so actually hovercraft are suited to certain areas of the world. And we're hoping with our two new hovercraft next year that we'll be able to see a development in the hovercraft commercial world.
Well, that leads me on to talk about the future, which is looking ahead to the next 50 years. Two brand new craft for this route. How are they coming on?
Oh, really well. Actually, we're now on time. Actually, craft number two is catching craft number one up. So we're really happy. So your listeners around the Solent will probably start seeing them towards the back end of this year on their trials. And Hover Travel's looking to accept their first craft in January and the second craft in February. So customers will be able to start seeing the new enhanced Hover Travel experience.
They're very different to the craft we're on at the moment. This is Freedom 90. Herself, she's a record breaker.
She's a workhorse. She has done as many miles equivalent to going to the moon and a back and a bit more. And so she holds the Guinness Book of Records for the most hover miles flown.
And without further ado, I'm going to pass you over to our pilots upstairs, who's just going to take down a little trip just to celebrate this special day.
Invented, designed and still built adjacent to the Solent, the hovercraft holds a special place in the hearts of many. Not least, Dee and Tony Becker from Ride.
We met here at the hovercraft.
We're in a queue. She turned around and said, "I see you here quite often," and got chatting and sat together on the hovercraft.
How long ago was this?
Oh, 10 years ago now. Yeah, I think we've got some very fond memories of travelling together and waiting in the queue together. And I think the hovercraft will always have a slightly special place in our hearts.